In a process that repeats itself every decade, Northern Ontario MPs are encouraging their constituents to push back on a proposal that would reduce the number of federal ridings in the North. As is required every 10 years under the Electoral Boundaries Readjustment Act, independent commissions are struck in each province and territory to examine population changes in ridings across the country and to reconfigure riding boundaries accordingly. The commission released a map of its proposed riding redistribution on August 19. You can see it here. The goal is, as much as possible, to ensure equitable representation in Ottawa for all regions of the country. For geographically immense and sparsely populated Northern Ontario, this has traditionally resulted in a fight to preserve ridings. Because of the North's smaller population, Northern ridings have a lower voter quotient, the number of voters per riding. For the 122 ridings in Ontario, 116,590 is the quota the Commission strives for per riding. On average, ridings in the North have populations below 100,000, reflecting the region's lower population density. The 2002 boundary redistribution resulted in the elimination of the Temiskaming-Cochrane riding, reducing the number of Northern ridings to 10 from 11. In 2012, the Commission kept the status quo, possibly because one of the commissioners was from North Bay and was more familiar and sympathetic to the North's needs, Nickelbelt MP Mark Saray told Sudbury.com. There is no Northern commissioner this time, he added, which means the North is going to have to make some noise if the region wants to ensure it has the loudest voice possible in Ottawa. Saray said Northern Ontario's 10 MPs, regardless of party affiliation, are on the same page about the proposal. Reducing the number of ridings to 9 isn't good for the North. The proposal as it stands now calls for the elimination of Algoma-Manitoulin-Kapuskasing, a riding that includes portions of the former Algoma East riding once held by Prime Minister Lester B. Pearson. Currently represented by NDP MP Carol Hughes, the riding would be erased and absorbed by neighboring ridings under the proposed boundary changes. Axing that riding would not only weaken the North's voice, Saray said, it would also eliminate a riding that has some historic significance. Let's keep the number of seats at 10 and keep the boundaries as they are with some minor tweaking, Saray said. Sault Ste. Marie MP Terry Sheehan, a Liberal, said he is concerned that one less MP for Northern Ontario is not what is warranted. If the new boundaries are approved, Sheehan's riding would expand to several times its existing size and include 17,000 more constituents. Northern Ontario has very unique constituent needs because of the vast geography and its diversities of communities, Sheehan said, in a written statement. As my experience shows, I know firsthand the time needed to helping people in rural areas closer to the larger centres like Sault Ste. Marie. There may be adjustments to be made, but these are not identified in the current proposal. Sheehan said he and his fellow Northern MPs will pen a joint letter to the Federal Electoral Boundaries Commission for Ontario and convey the challenges, the need for more consultations to address the geographical and diversity of our Indigenous, rural and urban constituents. Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus, whose riding would become Cochrane-Timmins-Timiskaming under the changes, called the proposal a kick in the teeth. The proposed changes to the electoral boundaries of Northern Ontario represents a major diminishment of the North's ability to have adequate representation on the national stage, Angus said in a Facebook post. It is a kick in the teeth to the fundamental principle that people in the isolated North have a right to be able to interact with and receive service from their MP offices. The fact that the Boundary Commission has released this report as Northern municipalities are heading into municipal elections is a further slap in the face. This means that municipal officials and councils will be excluded from the public comment period. Talk about stacking the deck. Because Northern ridings are always below the desired voter population quotient and because population growth, 2.8% since the last redistribution in 2012, has made that quotient even wider, the Commission justifies its proposal by redistributing the boundaries to increase the population in each. The Commission said under the formula current demographics and the voter parity mandate suggest the North should have two fewer ridings, commissioners rejected that though. The Commission decided to propose a reduction of only one constituency, to arrive at a total of 9 constituencies, including one constituency of extraordinary circumstances, a new riding of Keewatinung, Mushkagowik with a population of just 36,325, the Commission states on its website. The Commission recognized that most of the 8, non-extraordinary, Northern Ontario ridings have significant deviations from the quotient of 116,000 residents per riding. However, the Commission concluded that any further reduction in the number of electoral districts in the North would jeopardize the principle of effective representation in this part of the province. Besides the proposed Keewatinung, Mushkagowik riding, the remaining 8 ridings are of reasonable size and accessible by the well-established road network anchored by Highways 11 and 17. Their boundaries have also been redrawn to reduce significant deviations from the quotient. As we indicated previously, when a French-speaking community represented a significant percentage of the population of an electoral district, the proposed boundaries ensure that their representation is not diluted or diminished by this redistricting plan. Despite what the Commission states on its website, SARE points out some of the proposed changes will impact traditional relationships between communities and lump communities together that have far different characteristics and far different needs. For instance, he points out that under the proposal, rural West Nipissing with its majority Francophone population would be carved out of the Nickel Belt riding, mostly rural, high population of French speakers, and tacked onto Nipissing, which is more urban and less French. Not only would the proposal as accepted weaken the North's voice in Parliament, it would weaken the representation MPs can provide to their constituents, Sarre said. Lengthening travel times between communities, limiting an MP's ability to work at constituency offices and limiting the amount of government funding available for Northern Ontario, because of the reduction in the number of ridings. Plus, Sarre said he feels the larger ridings and weakened ability to represent the residents of those ridings would also discourage people from running as MP. The proposal would increase the size of both the Sudbury and Nickel Belt ridings. You can view the current distribution map and the proposed redistribution here. Nickel Belt would become Manitoulin Nickel Belt, and would technically no longer be a belt around the Sudbury riding. The riding would stretch from the U.S. border east to encompass Manitoulin Island and the French River region as far east as Noeville, as well as Espanola and Elliott Lake. The northern border of the riding would extend from west of Biscotassi Lake Provincial Park to Obabika River Provincial Park. The Sudbury riding would keep its name, but grow to encompass Coniston and Wanapite nearly as far east as Stinson, and would grow to the north to include Capriel, Garson, Falconbridge and the Greater Sudbury Airport. Sarre said Northern Ontario MPs are calling on mayors, councillors, community groups, community leaders and concerned citizens to push back against the proposed redistribution. Submissions to the Commission can be made in a few ways. You can submit feedback in writing, attend a public hearing forum, of which there will only be one for Northern Ontario and it will be held in Timmins on October 11, or participate in a virtual hearing. The deadline for written submissions is September 25. Public hearings begin on September 26 and run to October 29. A final report will be published before the end of December. MP objections will be gathered from November 2022 to May 2023. And the Commission will review objections until June of next year. The representation order is set for September 2023. If you wish to make a submission, all of the information you will need can be found here.